This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents Vincent, Book 2 of the Made Men series, written by Sarah Brienne, performed by Aaron Landon. Chapter 1. Welcome to the Bowels of Hell. Lake closed her eyes at the sound of screeching metal hitting the pavement from the car's muffler scraping the road. Her father's car was an old Cadillac, she was sure dated back to the 80s. It honestly needed work. Total junker. Her father somehow managed to keep it working by doing his own repairs on it, using different parts from various cars and even making some himself. Lake liked to call it the Franken-lac. She thought he would have bought a new car sometime between 1981 and 2014, but nope. He had better ways to spend his money. Yeah, like betting on a horse or for chips to throw in the middle of a poker table. Even though Lake's father was a level 12 gambler on the Richter scale, she wouldn't trade him for the world because Lake knew the other side of the coin all too well. She shook her head, unwilling to think about the coming weekend. Most teenagers would be happy it was Friday, but not her. No, her weekends were nothing except torturous. Literally. Her father finally reached the destination and put the car in park.
All right, kiddo. Have a good day. I'll see you Monday.
Lake looked away from all the stares outside of the car to meet her father's smile. You too, Dad. See you Monday. She had managed to force a smile of her own by the end of the sentence. Lake opened the door and stepped out of the car, grabbing her bag.
Love you, kiddo.
That time, Lake didn't have to force a smile. Love you, Dad. As she closed the door, another scraping sound occurred. After watching her father start to drive away, she was finally able to turn around and face the teenager's looks. It honestly wasn't as bad as it seemed. They always had much better things to talk about. Not to mention a short attention span. See, Lake wasn't popular, nor was she unpopular. She was just, well, Lake. Boom. After a moment of complete silence, loud laughter filled the air along with some serious black smoke from her father's car blowing a gasket. Lake put her head down and pulled up the hood from her hoodie, trying to conceal her face. Great. It can't get any worse, can it? She started walking through the parking lot, weaving between the people and cars. Beginning to hear loud music come closer, Lake turned her head to see a big, white Jeep heading her way. She had to jump back to dodge the corner of the vehicle as the brakes squealed into park. Lake stood in shock from the close call as her heart began to pound. She knew exactly who was driving before the girl exited the Jeep, along with three of her friends. Ashley. It was hard for her to even say Ashley's name in her head.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even see you,
Ashley said sarcastically through her snickering. Lake decided to take the golden opportunity of being able to talk back. She didn't get many chances.
Oh my gosh, really? Maybe you need to get glasses. Quick, how many fingers am I holding up?
Lake stuck up her middle finger, then heard muffled laughs. Ashley scowled and spoke as loudly as she could.
Sorry, I don't speak trailer trash.
That right there was how a lot of the world saw Lake, just a piece of trash. Trailer trash, to be exact. Lake stood there and watched the girls giggle away in their high-pitched voices. It instantly brought her to the realization that it could, in fact, get worse. Going against her better judgment, she decided to start walking again. She really hoped she wouldn't end up regretting her little outburst to Ashley. But right then, she felt proud of herself and decided she would enjoy it. For now, anyway. As she got closer to the front doors, Lake looked up at the yellow sign plastered to the brick exterior of the school, which said, "Welcome," right above the words, "Eastern Hills High." She thought it should be something more along the lines of, "Welcome to the bowels of hell." She was finally a senior in that hellhole, thank God, and had just started her first week back after Christmas break. Walking into the school, she was greeted by the warm heat.
It was cold in Kansas City, Missouri, so the heat was welcome as it defrosted her nose and cheeks. When she got to her first period chemistry class, she went straight to her seat, and as soon as her butt hit the chair, the bell rang for class to begin. Lake stared at the empty seat next to her, shaking her head with a smile. Every single day. Staring at the clock for the next 5 minutes, not hearing a word the teacher was saying, she finally heard the door open to see a dark brunette appear and try to quietly take her seat in the hopes of going unnoticed. Sitting down beside Lake, the girl whispered, "Do you think he noticed?"
"You have come in late every day, Adeline," the teacher spoke, switching topics mid-sentence to address the tardiness.
"Yep," Lake answered, mumbling silently under her breath. Adeline let out a big breath to start her story. "I apologize, Mr. Wade. See, I've been having a terrible week because God decided to punish all women since Eve ate an apple. Now my Aunt Flo is visiting."
"Okay, I get it." Mr. Wade held his hands up in defeat. Lake tried desperately not to laugh.
"And that is why she's my best friend." She and Adeline had been friends since diapers. With their fathers sharing the same line of work, Lake had found herself being babysat by Adeline's mother when her parents wanted to get out. Well, before they got separated.
When Lake's parents first became separated many years before, she had found herself spending 1 week with her father and the next with her mother. Well, until her mother got a boyfriend, and then married only months later. After that, Lake would spend the weekdays with her father and weekends with her mother. Lake rubbed her temples, trying not to think about her coming weekend.
"Don't think about it or you'll ruin your day."
She was free until the last school bell rang, and then she could mope about it.
Ting! "Wow, when are they going to fix that pathetic-sounding bell?"
Adeline said as she stood and stretched from her desk. Lake couldn't believe class was already over.
"Adeline, you do know we go to public school, right?"
Adeline put her hand on her hip.
"So, my parents pay their taxes."
"Wait, does tax money even go to public schools?"
Lake questioned.
"Hell if I know. The government most likely keeps it."
Lake looked around at the dirty classroom.
"Yeah, you're right."
She finally stood, and the two walked out of the room and into the equally dirty halls. Stopping at their lockers, Lake put in her combination and opened it before starting to empty her bag, only to refill it again with other things.
"Oh, look, the devil herself is coming our way, and I have to say her face looks unhappier than usual."
Adeline slammed her locker shut, then leaned back on it, making sure to give her bitchiest face. Lake followed suit and attempted to put on her bitchiest face to match,
even though it's most likely a fail.
"Probably because I flipped her off this morning when she tried to run me over."
Adeline burst out laughing.
"What the fuck are you laughing at, bitch?"
Ashley said as she flipped her hair off her shoulder. Adeline could barely speak through her snickering.
"I was just trying to picture your ugly face when Lake flipped you off."
When Ashley's expression turned into a grimace, she continued,
"Oh, wait, there it is."
"Don't laugh. Don't laugh."
Lake laughed.
"You're just fucking asking for it, aren't you, sister? I didn't want to spoil the fun, but Mommy is going out with friends tonight."
Somehow Lake had gotten the unluckiest hand out of life by her mom marrying the devil's father, making them stepsisters. With her mother gone for the night, it meant,
shit, no, 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 no.
Looking at Ashley's sadistic face, Lake had to think fast.
"Sorry, but Adeline and I already made plans."
Ashley tried not to choke on her laughter.
"Yeah, like you bitches go anywhere."
Lake had dealt with enough for the day. She was going to show Ashley.
"Well, I hope you have fun tonight at home while Adeline and I are at poison."
When Ashley's mouth dropped along with her friends, Lake smiled wide. For once in her life, she had made Ashley speechless.
"Now time to leave."
Lake wasn't stupid. She knew when to run the hell away.
Especially from evil.
She grabbed Adeline's arm and pushed her right past Ashley's shocked face.
Lake, when did we decide to go there?
Adeline's face was just as shocked. Lake instantly started to regret what she had said.
I couldn't help it. It was word vomit.
She started to silently freak out a bit as realization hit her.
We have to go. You know she stalks Facebook and will expect it posted on our walls.
Every girl in school wanted to go to Poison, which was an outrageously expensive teen lounge, just so they could post pics on their Facebook page. However, most girls weren't allowed near the horny place, and even if they were, they couldn't find a date to go with. The boys in public school either couldn't afford it or didn't want to waste their money on a girl unless he was definitely getting laid by the end of the night.
Listen, you know I'm all for shoving Poison in her face, but how the hell are we going to afford to get in there? You know my parents just bought me a new phone and clothes for the start of the semester, so they are not going to give me another advance on my allowance.
She was starting to freak out as much as Lake.
There is one way to get in.
Lake stopped walking and grabbed her friend's shoulders.
Adeline, how much do you love me?
Chapter 2. You've got this all wrong, motherfucker.
It took a moment for Lake's eyes to adjust to the neon lighting of the lounge. As soon as they did, she understood why she had thought she could smell sex in the air. There were horny teens bumping and grinding all over the dance floor. She hadn't even noticed the section where you could have dinner either. She and Adeline's eyes could only see one thing.
And I wouldn't call it dancing.
Lake felt her arm being grabbed by her date.
Let's dance.
Wait, I need to use the restroom. Sorry, be right back, Michael.
Lake jerked on Adeline's arm and darted off as fast as she could. Lake had known exactly how to get inside Poison. Two boys from school had been begging them to go out all year, so that day they finally agreed, on one condition, of course. Michael and Tim didn't care how much money they would have to spend, because they were the first boys ever to take Lake and Adeline out on a date, which would give them bragging rights.
And that's all guys care about anyway.
So the question at hand was why hadn't they ever gone out with a guy yet? Well, it was complicated. They were finally able to talk once they were in the bathroom, where they could still hear the bass of the music through the walls.
Did you see Michael's face when you said you had to go to the bathroom?
Adeline giggled. Lake mimicked her friend.
Yeah, he didn't look very happy. Let's hope our plan works and they won't find us.
They had come up with the plan during school. The old, pretend you have to go to the bathroom, wait 10 minutes, and then act like you got lost scheme.
And pray they find other girls to dance with.
Lake walked over to the mirror to see her transformation. Granted, it wasn't much of a change. The only thing different was a bit more makeup and a dress. They had gotten their outfits at Adeline's favorite store with a gift card she had gotten for Christmas. Lake had insisted she had a dress to wear, but when her friend saw the black dress on the rack, she had urged Lake to try it on. Needless to say, Adeline had made her get it. The dress barely covered her ass from being so short, while the top part was looser and less revealing. Lake was a bit taller than other girls, having longer legs, but what she had gained in height, she lacked in curves. No matter what Lake ate, she never knew where it went when looking at her thin body. She believed this was as sexy as she would ever get, and she didn't think of herself that way in the least. Lake thought of herself as average, a plain Jane. She had straight as paper, light brown hair and hazel eyes. When she put on makeup, she thought she still looked like a child. Even when she got side-swept bangs, it didn't help make her look older. Done criticizing herself, she looked over at Adeline's perfect reflection.
Do you think it's been 10 minutes yet?
Adeline grabbed Lake's hand, ready to leave the safe haven.
Close enough. I'm ready to dance.
The music got much louder as they exited the bathroom. They made sure to crouch down a little as they hurried to the dance floor, where they managed to push their way through the sweaty couples until they reached the middle. Satisfied they weren't going to be found any time soon, they pulled out their phones, snapping a couple pictures of themselves. I think that's good enough, Lake yelled when she got a good picture of herself with a couple sucking each other's faces off in the background. Putting up her phone, Lake decided she was going to have fun for once in her life. Hell, I'm already here. Might as well make the most of it. She couldn't be happier as she and Adeline started dancing. The two friends had held many dance parties together when Lake spent the night with Adeline, and they were finally at a real dance party.
Who on God's earth owns that sweet ass?
Vincent couldn't move his body as he stared at the perfection before him. He was watching a girl with the longest, sexiest legs dance in a black dress, which should have been illegal to wear. Especially with a tight little ass like that.
Who is that? I need to fucking meet her.
Vincent was going to seriously need to thank his friends Nero and Amo for setting this whole thing up. He might have come to Poison with another girl and planned to get Nero's fake date too, but that didn't matter anymore. He was sure the girl shaking her ass to the music would be way better than the threesome he could have had.
I've had threesomes before, but her? I want her.
He knew he had competition by the crowd of guys surrounding her and her friend, but then he watched her push them away.
I'd like to see her push me away.
Vincent was primed and ready, thinking about all the fun and glorious rough sex they were going.
Wait, I think I know them.
The flash of the neon light had illuminated their face for mere seconds. In that moment, he was definitely sure he knew the hot girl's friend in the purple dress. Vincent continued to watch them until the perfect moment when they faced him and another strike of light flashed. That was when he wished he could turn back time.
Holy shit! That's my fucking sister!
I am going to kill Adeline and burn that fucking purple dress.
Yeah, but who's the one I need in my fucking bed?
Amo was just as entranced. Something inside Vincent didn't like what Amo had just said. His words came out more like a growl as he watched the hot girl push her long, silky hair back.
Lake, my fucking sister's best friend.
Amo's eyes didn't waver from her ass.
Damn, have you been keeping her all to yourself?
No, man, I've known her since preschool, so don't fucking think about it.
Vincent made sure the last part did come out as an actual growl that time. He tried not to listen to Nero's laughter. The guy was clearly getting a kick out of Vincent's two heads fighting.
I'm not thinking about her that way. I'm not thinking about her that way.
Shit, man. Just think about all the years you've missed out on that one.
Amo joked, again not moving his eyes, which made Vincent want to rip them out of his fucking big head.
I am going to kill them.
They are dead.
Although Vincent tried to keep his body under control, Nero's laughter was making it hard. Then when two guys appeared and started grabbing at the girls, he decided to fuck control.
No, they are fucking dead.
As the night progressed, she and Adeline got into a rhythm and they couldn't be stopped. Many guys tried to dance with them, only to be pushed away. They only danced with each other, which enticed the men even more. When a group of guys joined around them, Lake noticed their dates had finally found them. She decided to treat them the same way as all the other men trying to grope her by pushing them back. Thankfully, they didn't put up much of a fight, seeming to be content simply watching. That was when Lake and Adeline were quickly grabbed by two guys who had gotten sick and tired of being turned down.
Get off me!
She was attempting to shove the guy away when Lake thought she heard Adeline yell,
Vincent!
Huh? Confused, she quickly used all her strength to shove the guy off. When she turned, she saw Vincent heading their way.
Oh, shit.
She knew this wasn't going to be good. Lake and Adeline scurried toward him. Vincent happened to be Adeline's brother.
Well, technically her stepbrother.
They were toddlers when his mother married Adeline's father. Hell, they didn't even know they weren't anything other than blood siblings until they got older. With them both being the same age, they might as well have been twins.
It's okay. He doesn't know we were on a date.
His pissed-the-fuck-off face said otherwise, though.
What the fuck are you both doing here?
Vincent growled. Michael and Tim pulled them back.
They are with us.
Well, now he knows.
Vincent pointed toward the guys Lake and Adeline had been trying to fight off.
Okay, then who the fuck are you two?
Suddenly, Lake and Adeline were jerked back again by the two who didn't like to be turned down.
Will they quit that shit?
The one holding Vincent's sister had the balls to speak.
We're the ones who are going to fuck them by the end of the night, so find your own.
Lake felt a nice chunk of her ass being groped.
Hey, get off me,
she said, frantically hitting him. Adeline, on the other hand, was calm.
You really shouldn't have said that.
Lake's eyes were drawn to Vincent as he started rolling up the sleeves on his black button-down shirt. For some reason, she saw him differently than she usually did in that moment. She didn't understand why, though. Vincent had it all, and was never anything less than immaculate. The handsome face, the perfect light blonde hair, and the dreamy baby blue eyes. He was a god, and the worst part was Vincent knew it. He turned up the last bit of his sleeve.
You've got this all wrong, motherfucker. That's my sister you're holding there. And unfortunately, she will be the last girl you'll be able to hold.
Lake blinked her eyes a few times.
Oh my fucking god. This bitch isn't your sister.
The guy holding Lake started to laugh. Looking down at her, he finished.
Looks like you're mine.
She watched something change in Vincent's eyes as he flexed his jaw.
These fuckers are mine. You two get the little shits who brought them here.
Lake finally noticed the two guys beside Vincent. When they started rolling up their sleeves like Vincent had, with smiles on their faces, she came to the understanding that one was scary and gorgeous, while the other was big and frightening. Again, the girls found themselves being pulled in different directions when their dates tried to grab them back.
This is really starting to piss me off.
Man, I thought you'd never ask,
the gorgeous one said, grabbing Vincent's shoulder.
You guys can thank me later for bringing you here,
the big one sneered, making him somehow scarier.
Yep, I knew this wasn't going to turn out well.
Chapter 3. A horror film starring Vincent, the psychopath killer. Lake couldn't believe what she was watching as she stood inside the circle, listening to the chanting of fight, fight, fight. She seriously thought she was watching an action film right before her eyes. Her eyes danced between the three friends beating the shit out of the guys.
Those idiots don't stand a chance in hell.
The scary, gorgeous one was merely playing with Michael, pretending to let him get a free shot by standing still. As soon as Michael got close, he swiftly struck him in the face. That happened again, and Michael kept falling for it.
Such a dumbass.
She watched Tim practically shit his pants as he looked at the frightening big one. He tried to run away, which obviously wasn't going to work. Once the big one got Tim, he lifted him off the ground in a chokehold. Tim was literally not even half his size. That left Vincent, who was making sure the guys who had groped them on the dance floor paid for what they had done.
Seriously, P-A-I-D paid.
When they both tried to attack him, he dodged out of the way and they ended up hitting each other. Lake tried not to wince when the one who had grabbed her ass went for Vincent again. But that time he caught Vincent off guard and kneed him in the balls, toppling him over. It didn't take long for Vincent to recover, and he instantly grabbed the guy's head and kneed him in the face, making him drop completely to the floor.
Is he insane?
She thought as Vincent laughed, walking toward the guy who had groped Adeline and was pleading on his knees. Reaching down, Vincent grabbed his shirt roughly, pulling him up.
You piece of shit,
he said as he bashed the dude in the face.
Motherfucker!
Another punch. The guy fell face down to the floor. Lake hoped it was over, but of course, she wasn't that lucky. When Vincent covered the guy's hand with his shoe, she tried to look away, but couldn't seem to.
Please don't do it.
Don't ever touch my sister again.
Vincent sounded deadly.
He's going to do it.
Lake desperately tried to close her eyes fast enough, but before she knew it, his foot lifted off the ground and came crashing back down. Her eyes finally slammed closed at the sound of the bones breaking and the scream of pain. Lake heard laughing and opened her eyes to see the three winners literally getting a hoot out of what they had done. Looking around at the bloodied bodies on the floor, she changed her mind about what she'd just witnessed.
Make that a horror film starring Vincent the Psychopath Killer.
Lake wasn't expecting what happened next as a strawberry blonde appeared from the crowd. She must have been dating the gorgeous one, but she clearly wasn't expecting him there, and she was also not expecting it when a girl in a glittery dress came out and grabbed him. Lake watched two other girls appear in practically matching glittery dresses, grabbing Vincent and his other friend.
They're triple dating.
She couldn't help studying the blonde girl wrapped around Vincent's waist with a huge ass and boobs.
The complete and utter opposite of me.
She didn't know why that thought entered her head or why she even cared, but something deep down did. It wasn't long before the strawberry blonde stormed out, the guys following soon after. Lake stood still, in shock of the events. Turning her head, she met Adeline's eyes.
What the hell just happened?
Adeline looked down at the guy crying at her feet as he held his hand.
Too much testosterone happened. Come on, we need to get out of here before the cops show.
Adeline shrieked as they stepped around the blood and destruction. When they got to the big heavy door and pushed it open, Lake's eyes widened as Vincent stormed at them.
What the hell were you all here for?
Not good.
She quickly started to pull her dress down to cover more of her legs, then grabbed her top to make sure her cleavage was concealed. She started to blush when the big friend of Vincent's eyes roamed over her. Lake noticed Adeline fixing herself until her big mouth opened.
Why the hell do you think?
Vincent's face started to contort.
Really not good.
She held up her hand and blurted out her confession.
I begged her to come dancing with me. It's my fault. The only way we could get in was going with those guys. We didn't do anything with them, though.
Lake turned her eyes down to the pavement, unable to meet his baby blues. She heard Vincent take a deep breath.
Good. You can't date boys until you graduate. I don't care if it's only a few months away. I won't say anything, but I better not catch you two again.
Lake felt some relief and began to nod.
Thank God.
Looking over at her friend's defiant stare, she hit her arm, making her nod in defeat as well. Hearing the jingling of metal, she watched Vincent hold out his keys.
Go get in the car. I'm taking you both home.
As soon as Adeline snatched the keys from Vincent's hand, they both took off running. Lake wasn't dumb. She knew when the hell to run away.
Especially from crazy.
She knew Vincent had a dark side from all her years of constantly being around Adeline.
But holy shit, he is a lunatic.
You're burning those fucking dresses when we get home!
Vincent screamed over the clicking of their heels hitting pavement. Lake guessed he had said that since Adeline was desperately trying to keep her purple baby doll dress down. She instinctively went to pull her own dress down, though she was unsuccessful because of how fast she was running. She heard his voice again, much calmer that time.
Actually, give them to me. I want to get rid of them.
Lake and Adeline looked at each other in confusion.
What the hell? Why?
They were able to spot Vincent's car quickly, and Adeline hit the unlock button. Closing the distance, Lake threw open the door to the back seat on the driver's side as Adeline went to the passenger seat in the front.
Wait, I shouldn't sit in the front, should I?
Adeline whispered.
No.
Lake quietly yelled to her friend as she jumped into the dark car. A second later, she was joined in the back seat, thankful Adeline had taken her advice. When they were finally enclosed, Lake felt free to talk.
Adeline, just keep your mouth closed unless it's to say sorry. Our dads can't find out about the...
Adeline rolled her eyes.
I know, sheesh, we aren't allowed to date. Come on, though, that was so much fun.
Lake had to admit she hadn't had that much fun in a long time.
Okay, never.
Then Vincent had come out of nowhere and ruined it.
Yes, right until your crazy-ass brother.
The door to the driver's seat flew open. Chapter 4. Born to be Made. In literally 20 minutes, Vincent's entire night had taken a nosedive. However, his rage was finally calming, or trying to, at least.
What the fuck was Adeline thinking?
As he grabbed his car door handle, he heard Lake's muffled voice through the car.
Yes, right until your crazy-ass brother.
No, what the fuck was Lake thinking?
Well, his rage had been trying to calm.
Oh shit, did he hear me?
Vincent started the car.
What were you saying, Lake?
Oh shit, he heard me.
Lake tried to steady her voice.
I wasn't saying anything.
Yes, you were,
he said matter-of-factly as he drove off.
No, I wasn't.
Nope, she wasn't,
Adeline agreed, trying to help her friend out. Vincent looked at Lake through the rearview mirror.
So you didn't just say, your crazy-ass brother?
Lake's eyes met his scary ones in the mirror, which were daring her to lie.
Lie.
Don't lie.
Yes.
She wished she could change her answer as she looked at him.
Wait, did he want me to lie?
His face read, do not lie to me. She had talked to him countless times throughout most of her life, but she had no clue how to handle the new Vincent. Playing truth or dare with him was one game she wasn't brave or experienced enough to win.
Well, you kind of did go a tad crazy there when you shattered his hand, Adeline said.
And just like that, Lake saw him switch back to normal.
Too much?
Vincent laughed.
Oh my God, he is crazy.
Yep, just a little over the top, but hey, he kind of deserved it.
Adeline shrugged.
They both are crazy.
I can't believe Nero was actually dating a girl,
Adeline said in shock. Lake looked over at her.
Which one was Nero?
Adeline smiled.
The hot one.
Should have known the gorgeous one would have a name like that.
Lake couldn't help smiling back.
Oh, and the big one was...
Adeline rolled her eyes.
Amo.
Of course it was.
Lake saw Vincent's anger return when his eyes flew up to the mirror.
What the hell is wrong with him now?
She decided to ignore him.
Are they in...
Lake lowered her voice to a whisper.
The Mafia?
Vincent burst out laughing.
Why did you just whisper?
Because I didn't think that was something you could say out loud. He is seriously giving me whiplash.
Lake, no one is even around. Your own father is in the Mafia, for fuck's sake.
Vincent still sounded amused. She turned her head to look out the window, feeling a little embarrassed. The truth was, she didn't know much about the Mafia.
But I know enough to know I don't want to know anything else.
Lake knew a so-called family man led to nothing except trouble. Her dad had turned into a gambling addict, most likely from the terrible things he'd had to do. Almost every made man was divorced.
If they even get married in the first place.
Most mob wives were made widows.
If they're lucky enough not to get used as collateral themselves.
So yes, she was ignorant on the subject because she never wanted to learn a damned thing about the mob. Thankfully, she had an out.
And I'm sure as hell not marrying into it. Well, that's not something I like to advertise, she admitted.
His blue eyes met hers in the mirror again.
But it is something you have to deal with. Not for much longer.
Her connection to the Mafia was so low, she wouldn't be worth finding once she graduated and turned 18. She would move out and then go to college, leaving it all behind. She would have sworn she saw disappointment on his face, but his next words told her she had imagined it.
By the way, our fathers are in the Mafia, we're not. At least, not yet.
He had no doubts to what his future held for him. Lake had always known Vincent would follow in his father's footsteps. His father was too far up in the mob for him not to be. She knew Nero and Amo would, too. Just by the way they fought, you could tell it was in their blood. They were simply born to be made. The rest of the way home was silent and could be summed up in one word. Awkward. Vincent only broke the silence when he pulled into their driveway.
You two stay behind me and go into my room while I check to see if the coast is clear. If Mom and Sam catch you two looking like that, I won't be able to help you.
Lake and Adeline agreed as they got out of the car, staying close behind him. Lake was thankful Vincent's bedroom, which was mostly just a guest bedroom, was on the first floor by the front door. A sigh of relief came over Lake when they closed his door. All they had to do was silently wait in the darkness until Vincent came back to tell them the coast was clear. Lake had definitely had an eventful day filled with way too much drama for her liking.
Thank God tonight is finally over.
Chapter 5. A Hard-On of Epic Proportions. Vincent slowly walked through the house, unable to concentrate. He desperately needed to get himself under control. Every day was a constant battle for him, and right then his mind and body were at war. His body was in a serious state of need from being 100% positive he was going to fuck his date, and 99.9% positive he was going to fuck Nero's date as well. Hell, his date had already made him halfway hard when she had started grabbing his dick under the table. However, when he had seen Lake dancing, his dick had grown like a rock. He was almost certain he had never been that hard before.
Fuck.
Feeling the pain in his groin, he became positive he had never been that hard. It meant a lot more than you would think, because he was proud that he had fucked every hot girl in his private school. Not to mention, since it was legacy prep, there were a lot of rich, hot girls who came with some sexy-ass mothers. Finally, he realized how severe his hard-on was, considering he'd slept with outrageously needy, experienced MILFs.
If you aren't in the 21st century, that means mother I'd like to fuck, fuck, fuck.
When Vincent didn't see anymore, he rounded back to the living room and sat down on the couch. If he looked at Lake right then, in that fucking dress, he would only picture her dancing. Even without looking at her, it was hard enough.
Okay, now listen to your mind.
Vincent took a deep breath.
This is Lake you're thinking about.
He took another deep breath.
Your sister's best friend.
Another deep breath.
You were just turned on and ready to fuck.
With one last deep breath, he was finally becoming sane. Vincent was glad that was over. The next day he was going to wake up and have no thoughts about Lake while he fucked some girl's brains out.
Make that the threesome I was supposed to have.
Getting up off the couch, his dick was finally under some control.
What? A hard-on of epic proportions isn't going to go away just like that.
Vincent was ready to face Lake again, since he was calm, cool, and collect.
What the hell is that?
Vincent stared at the bag sitting on the coffee table. Reaching down, he grabbed something circular, which was wedged between some school folders and papers. He opened the round case, knowing all too well what was inside. When the little pills appeared beside days of the week, he began to lose control all over again.
If this is Adeline's, I will fucking kill the motherfucker who touched her.
When he thought about the other option, of it being Lake's, he came to the same conclusion. A voice deep down inside of him told him to take a deep breath.
Shut the fuck up.
Lake stared at the monster in the doorway when the lights were suddenly turned on. Her breathing sped up as she wondered what could have happened in the 5 minutes she had been in there.
Is someone dead?
Adeline sounded on the verge of tears as he shut the door behind him.
What's wrong? What is it?
Vincent revealed what was in his hands, still silent. Adeline and Lake let out the breaths they'd seemed to have been holding for an eternity.
Oh, thank God, no one's dead. Jesus Christ, Vincent, you scared the hell out of us,
Adeline said, trying to catch her breath. Vincent's voice was cold as he put the pills in his pocket.
Whose the fuck is it?
It finally dawned on Lake and Adeline that finding birth control pills was right under finding the dead body of a family member. Adeline held up her hands.
Okay, Vincent, just try to calm down and listen for a second.
She began a fake laugh.
Trust me, we are all going to have a good laugh about this later.
However, her laughter died at Vincent's facial expression.
Holy shit, someone is dead, and that is me. There are two fucking rules every girl in the family must follow. One, you can't date until you become an adult and graduate high school. And two, you can only fuck after you're married with the blessing of the family.
Vincent's voice became low.
You know you are not allowed on birth control, especially since you're underage. In one night, all the fucking rules have been broken.
Lake wished she could run and hide. She knew the rules, and they had been put in place for the safety of the girls as well as the sanity of the family. Vincent's voice started to rise as his eyes danced between them.
So, whose are they?
Adeline looked down at the floor. Lake looked Vincent straight in the eyes.
They're mine.
Vincent's eyes held Lake's prisoner.
Adeline, out.
Adeline didn't move.
Room, now!
Vincent growled. Adeline solemnly left, closing the door behind her while leaving her friend to fend for herself. Lake's chest started to quickly rise and fall as he silently stood, watching her. She tried to move her eyes away, but she was afraid of what he would do if she did. Vincent waited until Adeline's footsteps had disappeared.
You fucking that guy who was your date tonight?
Huh? What? No. Who the hell does he think he is? Lake was furious he'd had the audacity to say that.
I told you earlier, we used them to get in. We didn't even dance with them. You are such an asshole. Did it ever occur to you that I'm on birth control because my periods suck?
Excuse me?
Vincent took a step forward. Lake had absolutely had it up to here with him trying to intimidate her.
That was in my bag, and you had no right to go through it. It is none of your fucking business if I was fucking him.
Shit, shit, shit. Lake really wanted to take that back. She watched him take another step forward as she moved back. His baby blues were dangerous as they traveled down her body.
Sweetheart, I make it my business when you wear a dress like that.
She had never felt eyes on her like that before in her life, making her certain she should have been scared of him right then. Lake truly was scared shitless, although it wasn't Vincent who was scaring her. It was how her body was reacting to his words.
What is he doing to me?
Her legs began to shake as she backed up another step, trying to keep the distance between them. She had no room left when the backs of her legs hit the bed, causing her to fall. Lake began to see him differently for the second time that night, as she watched him finally close the distance between them. Her chest grew heavy as he stood over her, his legs touching her thighs.
Is this real?
Vincent looked too perfect. She was certain no one could ever be more perfect than him. Vincent's voice was quiet when he said,
Lake, are you still a virgin?
Lake couldn't help licking her lips in nervousness. Slowly she nodded.
Yes.
He reached out and tilted her chin up with the tip of his finger.
And has a guy ever kissed you or touched you?
No,
she whispered her confession. Vincent glided his finger up to trace her bottom lip.
Good.
He paused.
Now you go on another date again, I'll chop his hand off. You fuck someone, and I'll chop his dick off. And if I catch you dancing and looking like that again, sweetheart, your days of being a virgin are over. Understand?
Lake blinked up at him.
Did he just say that?
He quickly bent his head close to hers, then grabbed the back of her hair to tilt her face higher.
Do you understand?
Oh, my.
She tried to fight the warmth growing in her belly. She had no clue why the hell she was turned on when he was being the opposite of sweet.
Don't agree.
Yes.
Good girl. Now, don't move.
What? What?
Lake suddenly felt his lips crashing onto hers. She would have never imagined in a million years that her first kiss would be with Vincent. It was tender at first, making her stomach do somersaults, but it quickly became rough when he started sucking on her bottom lip. Lake felt like she was being transported to heaven by the feel of his lips and the way he was holding her head. She didn't know if she was even kissing him back, but that was going to change. With the heat, she felt itching at her to touch him, to kiss him in return. Lake mimicked him, sucking his bottom lip into her mouth firmly. Then she crawled up and grabbed the nape of his light blonde hair tightly. She wasn't even aware of what she was doing until he sped up and deepened the kiss. Lake moaned into his mouth and pulled his hair, bringing him closer to her. That was when Vincent stopped kissing her, just as quickly as he had started.
You should go.
She was still a little dazed, looking up at him.
You should go,
he said, harsher that time.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Lake jumped off his bed, then shoved him.
You were the one who fucking kissed me.
She stomped off toward his door, unable to be around him for another second. When she opened the door, he said,
Tell Adeline to bring down those fucking dresses. Fuck you, Vincent.
Lake slammed the door behind her. Chapter 6. The Infamous Walk of Shame. Lake was mad. No, Lake was furious.
He didn't have to treat me that way.
She swung open Adeline's bedroom and ran straight to her closet, jerking off her dress.
Lake, are you all right?
Adeline yelled from the other side of the door.
I'm great,
Lake mumbled.
What happened?
She thought for a moment.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
There was no way in hell she was going to tell her best friend she had kissed her brother. Plus, it was her way of lying to herself. Lake opened the door when she was changed into an old t-shirt and shorts and saw Adeline already in her pajamas on the bed.
Your brother said to take him the dresses,
Lake snapped, tossing her dress on the bed.
Okay.
Adeline started to get off the bed.
No, actually, I'll do it.
Lake picked the dress back up and grabbed Adeline's off her dresser. She then went back down the steps and headed for Vincent's room. Knock, knock, knock. Vincent opened the door to see a sweetly smiling Lake before she threw the dresses right in his face.
What the?
Good night.
She quickly turned on her heel while he was still in shock. Lake wasn't dumb.
She knew when to run the hell away, especially after poking a bear. She went back up the stairs again and into Adeline's bedroom, lying on the bed beside her. It was quiet for a few minutes.
Lake, are you sure you're okay?
She turned on her side, not wanting to face Adeline.
Yes, I'm fine.
She was thankful when Adeline turned off the lamp and decided not to question her anymore. Lake didn't even know how she could start a conversation about that.
Oh, hey, your brother and I just made out.
No, Lake was going to take that to her grave. She lay in bed for hours before she couldn't take it anymore. She figured it was the guilt which wasn't letting her sleep, but that truthfully wasn't it. Vincent had sparked a fire in her, and he hadn't put it out, causing the flame to burn brighter. Lake had never felt like that before, and that was how she had come to the conclusion of guilt. She couldn't stop replaying the moment again and again and again in her head. The way Vincent felt.
Stop it.
Lake got out of bed, careful not to wake Adeline. She simply needed to stretch a bit. She took a seat at the bay window, looking out at the night. She didn't know how to feel or what to think about her first kiss. She was pretty sure she was supposed to be happy about it, though. Something started to draw her attention in the yard. She couldn't make anything out other than something really shiny moving. When it reached the lit driveway, however, her heart sank to her stomach. That something shiny was a gold sparkle dress. She knew the dress from earlier because the girl wearing it was the one Vincent had taken on a date. Lake might have thought their date had been cut short, but it had merely been put on hold. The girl was carrying her heels to the parked car down the street, and despite being naive, Lake knew the infamous walk of shame when she saw it. A tear slipped down her cheek as she got back in bed.
I am so stupid.
Lake knew you only ever got one first kiss in your life, and it had been wasted. She finally realized how she felt about it.
Complete and utter regret.
Mom made breakfast, so wake up.
Lake felt groggy as Adeline forced her awake. She had no clue how long she had even slept. Her eyes felt swollen from the silent tears she had shed throughout the night, and she made sure to wash her tear-stained face before she went down for breakfast. The only reason she was going was because she figured Vincent wasn't going to wake up until the afternoon. Lake took a seat at the table. Thankful she had been right about Vincent.
I dodged a bullet there.
She started to fill up her plate with pancakes and bacon.
Thank you, Carla. It smells...
Her attention was drawn toward Vincent shuffling in, wearing nothing except shorts.
Or not.
Lake snapped her head back toward Adeline's parents.
Delicious.
Carla smiled at her.
Thank you.
When Vincent took a seat beside her at the head of the table, she tried not to look at him.
Just eat your bacon.
So, what were you two up to last night?
Vincent said, making a plate. Lake and Adeline quickly looked at a smiling Vincent.
What the hell?
Oh, we just went running around, you know, to the mall, to eat, then the movies,
Adeline said. Lake noticed he looked like shit. Well, shitty looking for a god.
Hmm, two can play this game.
Long night, huh?
Lake stared at him as she popped a piece of bacon in her mouth. Vincent started to chew his food slowly, looking right back at her.
Yeah.
Lake wasn't going to break eye contact. She wanted to see his reaction.
Did you leave in the middle of the night? Because I could have sworn I saw someone leaving when I looked out Adeline's window on the way to the bathroom.
Vincent leaned back in his chair.
Nope, wasn't me.
She saw a slight hint of anger appear behind his blue eyes before it vanished.
You saw someone in the yard?
Sam asked in concern.
Oh, I'm sure it was nothing. Probably just imagined it.
Vincent started to cough from choking on his orange juice. Lake desperately tried not to laugh, but a few chuckles managed to escape. She proudly stared at him, proving she had won.
"You don't mind, do you?"
He snatched the last piece of bacon off her plate.
"Oh, not at all," Lake mumbled the next part under her breath. "Wouldn't be the first thing you've taken from me."
"Well, if it didn't look so good, I wouldn't have."
Well, shit.
She had no clue if that was a compliment or not. Deciding to be done with the arguing, well, if that was what someone called deciding not to be able to think of a response, she finally noticed Sam, Carla, and Adeline looking at her and Vincent like they were crazy. She began to feel embarrassed and hurriedly took a few more bites before setting her fork down.
"I better go call my mom to pick me up."
"I'll take you home,"
Vincent spoke.
"No, that's okay."
Lake gave him a no-freaking-way face.
"No point in you getting out."
Vincent smiled.
"I was going back to Dad's anyways."
"Mom won't mind."
"No point in getting your mom out."
He got up from the table and started heading out.
"Going to take a quick shower. Be ready in 5.
He was taking back the win she had thought she'd gotten. Lake had no other option than to cause more of a scene.
"God, I hate him."
Chapter 7. Vincent Vitale is dead to me. Lake took a deep breath at the passenger side door. She wished she could sit in the back seat, but that would make her look childish.
Wait, maybe not too childish.
Yep, it definitely would.
Okay, fine.
She went ahead and opened the door, sliding into his dark car quickly, then buckling her seatbelt. Lake stared straight ahead, unwilling to even look at him.
He never asked to take me home before, and now he just has to do it.
When the car didn't begin to move, Lake looked out of the corner of her eye. 5 seconds later, she turned her head to face him. Vincent was merely sitting there, staring at her. She felt uncomfortable with that.
"Well, are we going to leave today?"
"Yeah, but I kind of have to know where to go first."
"Oh, shit, right."
She was clearly nervous.
"It's..."
Lake contemplated what to do. She didn't like telling anyone where she lived, and that was why she always ended up having her parents come pick her up. Vincent looked confused.
"Do you want me to take you to your dad's instead?"
"No."
Lake tried to laugh.
"I mean, no, my mom is probably already upset I didn't see her yesterday. Do you know where Magical Cupcakes is?"
He was looking at her like she was crazy.
Yes?
"Okay, just drive like you're going there."
Lake smiled.
"All right then."
Vincent put the car in drive, then headed off. Lake sank into the seat, looking out the window. She knew he probably thought she was crazy, but she didn't care. She had to make a choice on which house she wanted him to see, and no fucking way was she going to pick her father's house. She hated that she had ended up in the situation to begin with.
Yeah, all because he couldn't keep his delicious lips to himself.
"So, do you split the time up evenly with your parents?"
Vincent questioned. She was a little taken aback. He had never really asked her a personal question before.
No, I spend the week with my dad and weekends with my mom."
"How come you spend more time with your dad?"
"Why is he asking me this? I really wish he wouldn't." "I don't know, I just do."
Vincent shrugged.
"I just figured you would spend more time with your mom."
Lake looked at him.
"Why would you think that? Why does he have to be so freaking good-looking?"
The worst part was when he asked about her, he got even better-looking, and she had no clue how that was even possible.
"Well, since you're a girl,"
he turned to look at her,
"and because he doesn't seem like you care for what your father does."
"Don't stare into his eyes."
She snapped her head forward, telling herself to come up with something. She knew Vincent was trying to get somewhere, and she didn't like it.
"I guess I don't want my father to be alone, since my mom's married."
She was glad when he turned his head back to the road and accepted her lie. Lake was really starting to hate being alone in the car with him. Her nostrils were filled with his glorious scent, and since he had just taken a shower, it smelled even stronger. Not to mention his clean-cut, light blonde hair was still damp, making him look sexy and adding to the aroma. Ugh. She hit the button to roll the window down. He quickly pressed the one on his door to roll it back up.
What the hell are you doing? It's freezing outside.
I just wanted some fresh air. Cracking the window won't hurt. Lake hit the button again.
Yeah, well, you're not the one with wet hair.
Vincent rolled it back up.
Exactly.
She went to roll the window down again.
Stop it.
Vincent grabbed her hand.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Lake tried to free her hand, but it was useless.
Let me go.
Are you going to roll the window down?
Why does his hand have to feel so good?
She tried to fight him off again and again. It didn't work.
Okay, fine. No, I won't roll the window down.
Vincent slowly let go of her hand, and when Lake didn't make a move, he responded,
Good girl.
Oh my God, get me out of here.
Lake unsnapped her seatbelt and turned to the side to squeeze between their seats to reach the back. She didn't care if it was fucking childish anymore. She was going mad being so close to him.
Lake, are you fucking insane? I'm driving.
He grabbed her waist with his free hand while keeping the steering wheel steady.
Yes.
She kept trying to squeeze through.
Let me go.
She ordered through short breaths.
Sit your ass down before I pull this fucking car over and spank you.
Vincent roared. It took a total of 2 seconds for her ass to sit back down. Lake hated that a part of her regretted that decision, just to see if he would actually do it. However, she knew all too well that he would, which was exactly why she had sat down. She crossed her arms over her chest and gave a humph sound.
Put your seatbelt back on,
Vincent demanded, still mad she would jeopardize her safety. Lake kept her arms crossed. His voice came out low, almost at a growl.
Sweetheart, you have 3 seconds before my arm becomes your seatbelt.
She hurriedly reached for her seatbelt and snapped it back into place with a few fumbles. Although from the way he had roughly called her sweetheart, one part of her wanted him to put his arm across her lap.
What the hell is wrong with me?
She thought she should be telling him to quit ordering her around.
You are so bossy.
Well, at least she had met somewhere in the middle. He laughed at her choice of words, going back to his normal self.
I wouldn't be if you would quit fighting me.
Sorry, I'm not obedient like the girl climbing in and out of your window for you.
Lake stared at him and thought she saw anger behind his eyes again.
I don't know why he has a reason to be mad about it.
We know you're not obedient because you can't follow the fucking rules.
Fuck the rules and fuck the mob. They are completely unfair and sexist. When I turn 18, they'll hold no power over me because I'll be gone.
She watched him squeeze the steering wheel tightly, thinking it would break.
Shit, it was word vomit.
She really hadn't meant to say it.
Who gave you the pills?
He asked calmly. Lake took a deep breath.
My mom did, and I need them back, Vincent.
Does your dad know?
She had known that was where he was heading.
Give them back, and I'll tell you.
Vincent reached into his pocket and pulled them out for her to see.
No, he doesn't know. You're not going to tell him, are you?
I'm thinking about it, he said coldly.
Lake snatched them from his hand after a small struggle. She swallowed hard when she saw magical cupcakes ahead. She seriously thought about asking him to drop her off there, but by the way the card ride was going, she knew he wouldn't. Therefore, she quickly gave him the rest of the directions to her house, which, thankfully, wasn't much farther away. As the car settled back into silence, she heard Vincent take a deep breath,
which made her turn her head. She could tell he wanted to tell her something, and it was only making her nervous.
It's this one on the right, she instructed, biting her lip.
Holy shit! You live here? I didn't know your mom married someone rich, he said, driving up the long, private driveway.
Unfortunately.
She turned to look at the expensive house, which sat in an exclusive area of town. It was exactly why she didn't want him to see her mother's home, because looking at